truly has forgiven us. And thank God for the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. I want tonight to try and just continue a little bit from this morning. And many things I would say would be from Leviticus, but I don't want to read Leviticus chapter 8, but for the sake of time, I want to read from 1 Peter 2 verse 9, just for the text. 1 Peter 2 verse 9, and we're talking about the high priest, the priesthood and the calling and the clothing, and Aaron's sons in Leviticus chapter 8 represent the possession, the privileges of all who belong to Jesus Christ. And when you read Leviticus chapter 8, it's about 11 times, it mentions Aaron and his sons. So they're mentioned with Aaron. And I want to look at this. Aaron been a type of Christ, and thus a type of them sons. And we're mentioned with the Lord. But let's read 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just bow before thee this evening in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do thank thee for the words we've been singing. He has forgiven me. My sins are washed from his memory by the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. Lord, I thank you for that word. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as the wool. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Father, we welcome you this evening into this house. And we say, come the Holy Spirit and have thy way. Move amongst us. Move upon your word. Give us the context tonight. Strengthen your sheep. Feed them and heal them in Jesus' precious name. Pray for Keith again tonight that the hand of the Lord will be mightily upon him in the name of Jesus. Pray for that sweet woman Begette that the hand of the Lord will be upon her as well. In Jesus' precious name. And Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit by faith. And I thank you, undertake for me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Just may be seated. Praise God. Brother Nigel brought little booklets. That's all about Martin Luther. It's a history of people who's martyred and everything. He's going to bring some that are free. The really good booklets about the 95 Theses nailed on the door at Wittenberg. I tell you, this is the sort of history we need to know about. What God's done. Praise God. And thank God for Luther. Praise God. The just shall live by faith. Praise God. Tonight I want to just think about this. The Holy Spirit to take the things which are Christ's and show them unto us. And it's only the Holy Spirit which can take the things of the Lord and show them unto us. And from Leviticus 8 we see so many deep spiritual truths concerning the priesthood, and also the book of Hebrews which we've been looking at a lot recently. The first thing I want to think of here tonight is these names. And the names were closely associated. And 10 times at least we read Aaron and his sons in Leviticus chapter 8, at least 10 times you read the word Aaron and his sons. Now I've noticed when I've studied the Bible, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, when you see something mentioned so often through a chapter, you better pay attention to it. God's saying something that he wants you to know. Praise God. And Aaron was called and his sons were called in him, and that shows us the depth and the calling of Christ. That Christ was called, Christ was chosen, and we're chosen, and we're called in Christ. We're not called in a church, in a system, in an organization. We're called in Christ, we're in Christ, and Christ is in us. And he's our representative.
And because we're the vine, we're the branches. And we must abide in Him. Then we bring forth much fruit. It says in 1 Peter 1:16, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And we're to be holy because the Lord's holy. And our sons were priests by birth. And we too are priests by birth. We had to be born again to pick up this royal priesthood. We didn't have it from our natural birth. Our natural birth, we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, strangers from the covenants of promise, away from God. But we had to have another birth, a born again experience. Didn't Jesus say in John chapter 3, "Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God, cannot see the kingdom of God." And he said that to the famous Jewish teacher Nicodemus. And Nicodemus said, "Shall a man enter his mother's womb a second time?" And he said, "Nay, Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but you must be born of the water and of the Spirit." Born again experience. And this is the problem today. Many people have been church ties and all these different things, but they never have actually had a birth. No time post. And they fall away because of no time post. But when you're born again, you're kings and priests unto God. You have a representative. And that representative is a type, or is a type of him. Christ is that representative. And you're closely associated to him by name. Because you've taken his name. And that name's a name that's above every name, brother. No other name given under heaven where my men must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. Now are we sons of God, blood relatives to the great high priest. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. So we're blood relatives of our great high priest because we've been born again of the Spirit of God. Now here's another thought. They had the same calling. In verse, I'll get to it in a moment in John. "Called to be priests, as the Father has sent me, so have I sent you." John 20 verse 21 tells us that. Called of God, the same calling. And God called his Son. Not only did God call his Son, but I've preached it before how Jesus was sent. And an apostle is a sent one. That's what apostle means. Someone sent. And just as Jesus was sent, you're sent. The last commission to the church was, "Go ye." Yes. That's the last commission. Isn't it strange Jesus never said, "Stay ye"? Everybody wants to stay ye, but Jesus said, "Go ye." Yes. It's the opposite. Amen. Go to where the sinners are. Amen. Go ye into all the world and preach a gospel. And he that believeth and baptized shall be saved. That's the last commission. Go ye. I'll tell you, when you get the chance to go, go. Amen. Somebody said, "You know you're in God's will when you're going to do, because the Bible said go." Amen. Amen. He hath made us priests unto God. For abiding in our high and holy calling. And we're in a high and a holy calling. I'll tell you, the old Pope thinks he's a high calling, but he hasn't. He's only a man. He's not even born again. He's dead. He needs a birth. Oh, thank God for the new birth. Amen. Here's another thought. They had the same underclothing. Now you have to think of these priests in the Old Testament. The underclothing is the white garments that they put on first. There's a garment that must be put on before any garment is put on. And it's the white linen of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Aaron had robes of glory and beauty which belonged to himself only as a high priest. His sons like himself had the same pure linen coat. So Aaron's sons were called as Aaron was called. A type had been called in him. And as Christ was called, we're called. Chosen in him before the foundation of the world. And the righteousness that he had, he clothes us with it. He gives us Romans 4, the imputation of righteousness. That means, impute means to freely impart, to freely give us that righteousness. So therefore we are righteous because he's righteous. So we have this clothing, the pure linen coat. Now there's glories which belong to the Lord Jesus as divine and eternal, one which we cannot have. But like him, we may all have and ought to have the linen coat of inward purity. And that inward coat of inward purity, that coat of inward purity is a new birth. It's the washing of the blood, the regeneration by the power of the blood. And we all can have that. And we only can have it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Want you to see also that they had the same anointing. The same anointing. There's no such thing as different. It's the same Holy Spirit. Now we know Jesus did not receive the Spirit by measure. But it is the same Spirit that anointed him that anoints the believer. For we're all baptized by one Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, into one body. Amen. So it's the same Holy Spirit that we're baptized with into one body. So the anointing that was upon the Lord is upon you. Aaron was called, chosen, and anointed, and the same was placed upon his sons. Christ was called, chosen, and anointed, and the same is placed upon the true children of God. What was on him? The same anointing. Whether there's the same anointing that you do the same things, it should still break the yokes, still set the captives free, still mend the brokenhearted. You remember Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. He never changes. He remains the same. Malachi 3 says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. So God never changes. You see, there's four things you have to remember. I know I've preached it, I'm going to say it again. The ministry of Jesus never changes. Because he's unchangeable. The message of Jesus never changes. Because he's unchangeable. The presence of Jesus never changes. Because he's unchangeable. And the power of Jesus never changes. Because he's unchangeable. So when you preach the true message of Jesus, the same power should accompany it. The same anointing. And it should do the same things. Because it's not your message, it's his. And when you preach the gospel, it is the gospel of Christ. It's not our gospel. It's his gospel. It's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that we preach. And it is accompanied with the power of God. And it is the power of God unto salvation. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So they had the same anointing. Were accepted by the same blood. And anointed with the same oil. Christ has entered in by his own blood. And so are we his. The same Spirit that come upon him is to anoint us. 1 Epistle of John chapter 2 verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you all things. And it's truth. So the anointing is the truth. You cannot separate it. Someone says, I've got the Holy Spirit, and they don't receive the truth. And the truth is the Word. So if they say, I've got the Holy Spirit, and they don't want the Word, they've got another spirit, but not the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will not deny his own Word. There's your evidence of the baptism right there. That's actually it. The evidence of the Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues. That's a gift of the Spirit. The evidence of the Holy Spirit is you will receive the truth. Because the Holy Spirit leads you into all truth. That's the scriptural evidence of the Holy Spirit. Now tongues is part of the Word, so you will not go against tongues in the way of calling them of the devil. Because they're the Holy Spirit, and he will not deny that gift because it is a gift to the Spirit. Amen. We believe that. Amen. But all won't speak in tongues. All won't prophesy. Doesn't Paul say that? But yet there's different gifts. And you can have covet earnestly the best gift. Amen. Now if you want one of them, you can have it. If you pray for it, God will give you it. We know that to be the truth. Praise God. Isn't that the truth? Listen to this. And is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. How, on hearing the type, the oil was first poured upon Aaron's head before it was given to his sons. And Jesus is our example. Gee, we're representatives, not some man.
Amen.
I don't care how good he is. Our representative, the one we are following, the one we are praising, worshipping, looking to, setting up as the head, is Christ and Christ alone.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, no book but the Bible, no head but Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what he said, I believe it. No creed but Christ, no book but the Bible. He's the center of our worship. He is the true way of sheep offering. It is Christ and Christ alone. And he was anointed, and we have to be anointed with the same anointing that he was anointed with. Hallelujah. The same Holy Spirit that he had, we have to have. Praise God. Listen to this. The Spirit was given unto Christ without measure, that he might give the Spirit to them that ask him. Acts 2:39. The promise is unto you, unto your children, unto them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You cannot be saved if you weren't called. No man cometh unto my Father except by me. No man can know me save to him who the Son will reveal him. Is that the Bible? It is God that calls you. It's the Holy Spirit that draws you. And this promise then is to you, not just in the book of Acts to the disciples then. That was for them, not just for them. It is still for us today. The promise is to you, to the ones he's talking in the book of Acts, to their children, to them that are afar off. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call, that's me and you.
Amen.
So the promises the Holy Spirit is to me and you, the same as it was to them in the book of Acts. We have the promise of receiving the same Holy Spirit. Now, I've already told you he does the same things. His message is the same, his ministry is the same, his power is the same, his anointing is the same. So why is it then that if the Holy Spirit comes today, he would not do the same thing he did then? That's why God sent a message during it. That's why God sent a forerunner. So that we would be reminded of what God could really do again. Why did God do it? Because men forgot. That's why. Men forgot what God could do. And God in the 20th century sent a man in the spirit of Elijah to prove again, to show again what he really could do. And the true people of God believe it. Because they know it's the Spirit of God. Because when they have the Spirit, they identify that is the Spirit of God.
Amen.
They witness with it, it's God.
Amen.
They cannot deny it. If they deny it, they have not the Holy Spirit. Something's wrong. How could you deny what the Lord done? That would be like the scribes and Pharisees saying to Jesus, you're up your father the devil.
Yes.
That's what they said about him. He called them off the father of the devil because they didn't know him, Jesus. They said, but we've got Moses. He said, if you had a new Moses, you would have knew me. So you might be quoting Moses. You might say you follow Moses' message, but you have no revelation of it, in other words. You don't really know the message Moses brought, because if you knew the message Moses brought, it spoke of me, it foretold my coming. So you would believe me if you believed Moses. So you're actually hypocrites to what you're saying. Hallelujah. You see, it pointed to the Lord. And the spirit of Elijah does the same thing. It turns our hearts back to the original apostolic faith, what the first church had. So we need to be like the first church. And then Brother Branham comes up with this. He says the first church was a tongue talking Holy Ghost filled church. A Pentecostal church. And he emphasizes real Pentecostals. Not a name, but the experience. The birth. God. For the promise is unto you and your children and them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So you can expect to receive the Holy Spirit. It is for you. You can ask for it. If you've been evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? He will give you it, because He said He will. This was a true. The anointing oil was not to be put upon strangers. You cannot show me through the Old Testament where a prophet went down and anointed some stranger or somebody that God hadn't chosen to be a king or part of this priesthood. You cannot show me it. Nowhere. And I'll show you even something more about that. The world cannot receive the Spirit. Because John 14 verse 17 says this, even the Spirit of truth, this is your key, this is your evidence, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth Him not. Listen now, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So you recognize the Spirit when it comes in the meeting. But they do not. This is what this can mean. It just does not mean in a day gone by. It can still mean today. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. For I shall be with you, even in you. You recognize it to be the Spirit of God. You recognize the Holy Spirit because you're not illegitimate. You are sons. You are born of the Spirit of God. You have a Father. The Spirit within you causes you to cry, Abba, Father. You have a Father. You're born again of the Spirit of God. Only those born into the family of God can receive that sacred honor. Let me read you this from the seven church ages. Did you notice that Jesus said that the world cannot receive the Holy Ghost? Well, in the verse I just read, neither could they receive the Word. Now, you remember a few weeks ago I preached the Spirit of the Word and the Spirit of God. And I showed you that they will not hear you. But if they do hear you, that's good. But there's some people that won't hear it because they won't receive the Word. And they won't receive the Word, they won't receive the Holy Spirit. They come together. Listen to this. When the verse is just read, neither could they receive the Word. Why? Because the Spirit and the Word are one. And if you have the Holy Spirit as the prophets, the Word would come to you. Because when God placed His Holy Spirit upon His prophets, the Bible says, the Word came to the prophets. Fella said recently, prophets make mistakes. Brother, if you start to talk like that, you better get another Bible. Because this Old Testament's written by holy men of God as they speak by the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm not saying that somebody's telling you about a hunting trip. I'm not talking about that. That's not thus saith the Lord. That's just conversation. But when a prophet is bringing you a word from God, it's thus saith the Lord. It's not the same as a gift. Like one of the nine gifts, which you judge them gifts. The Bible says, how many knows the Bible says where to judge the gifts? But you don't read the Bible saying judge the prophet. I'm talking about genuine prophets. You don't read that. It actually says, believe my prophet, so shall you prosper. It says, the Lord thy God will do nothing except He first revealeth the secrets on His prophets. You judge a prophecy, but I can prophecy. Brother Gary can prophecy. Brother Sammy can prophecy. The Bible you know it's not God, it is God. But you have to judge it, because some things is not God. That's why you need what a brother John preached about the other week, discernment. Discernment to know what's from God and what's not from God. You need the spirit of discernment, and you need to have interpretation of tongues. Because there's tongues of men, there's tongues of angels. Isn't that right? And God can give you interpretation. Wonderful, you know, when you don't know anything about it. And somebody speaks in a language and you can hear it in your language, but they didn't say it in your language. But God lets you hear it in your own language. But they said it in their language. You can't learn that. That's God. And God does that. Because the Spirit and the Word are one, and if you have the Holy Spirit of the prophets, the Word come to the prophets, you receive it. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Here again we find the Word coming because the Spirit of God, again in John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, what's the truth? The Word. So the Spirit of truth actually is the Word. Can you see that?
Amen.
The Spirit of truth is the Word.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Spirit of truth. If it's not the Word, it's not the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth has to be the Word. Because it is the Spirit of truth. And the Word is the truth. God's Word is the truth. We believe that? Jesus was the truth. The devil's a liar. But Jesus is the truth. Amen. Listen. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth, Word is come, he will guide you into all truth. Thy Word is truth.
Amen.
And he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that's the Word of God. Didn't Jesus say, I only do what he shows me? I only say, in other words, what God tells me to say. Do you believe that? I believe it. That's what Jesus was doing. He was the Word speaking. God speaking. Amen. Praise God. That shall he speak. Word. And he will show you things to come. Spirit bringing the word of prophecy. I want you to note very carefully that Jesus did not say that the evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost was speaking in tongues, interpreting, prophesying, or shouting or dancing. He said the evidence would be that you would be in the truth. Because if you receive the Holy Spirit, you have received the Spirit of truth. Amen? Now, when you receive the Spirit of truth, you will believe in tongues. You will believe in prophecy. You will believe in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You will not deny them. You will not say we don't need them. You'll believe in them. Because they're part of that truth. They're part of the Word. But the truth is the thing you receive. Aren't you glad you've got truth? You say, brother, how can I have the truth? If you've got the Holy Spirit, you've got truth. Truth is in you. The discerner's in you. Isn't that something? That discerner's in you. That's why. You ever sit in the service and the Word starts talking to you? How many knows what I'm talking about? Somebody's preaching. Maybe they say something and you don't like a clock going and the scriptures come to you. Do you think you recited that at home to do that? No, you didn't. But it happens. How many knows it happens? Put your hand up. It happens. That's the Spirit of truth. That's what William Branham actually said. Check it with the Word. Doesn't matter what name they come in, you know, whether they claim the part of this or part of that, do they preach the Word? Do they speak according to the law of the prophets? That's what Paul said. If they don't, there's no truth in them. And the reason he said that, because the Spirit came to them. The Spirit of truth came to them. So if they don't speak according to the law of the prophets, the Spirit of truth never came to them. Isn't that simple, but it's true? Praise God. Now here's my other thought. They had their hands filled with the same offering. You read this in Leviticus. We have nothing else to offer God on our behalf than that which Christ, our Aaron, type of Aaron. Aaron being a type of Christ. You know what I mean when I talk of this? Well, everywhere I'm reading about on, I'm thinking of the Lord, something more greater. And as sons, I'm thinking of us. This is how I'm thinking. This is the way I'm bringing it across. I'm seeing the Lord all the time. And I'm seeing you chosen in Him. And I'm seeing that you can expect the same blessing. And everywhere they had their hands filled with the same offering. Praise God. On behalf, listen to this, offered, but we must weave before the Lord that which He weaves. Whatever He weaves, we must weave before the Lord. Nothing different. We cannot weave something that's new or different. It must be the same as He weaved. And He was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Didn't Jesus teach us how to pray? Pray, Our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be Thy name. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil. It didn't take long to pray, but that's the way He told us to pray. That's a prayer. That's a good prayer. Because the Lord taught that prayer. So it has to be a good prayer. I believe it's a wonderful prayer. And I believe many times I've heard of testimonies. People didn't know what to pray and they prayed the Lord's Prayer. And God done something for them. Because everything's about in it that you need. Praise God. Here's another thing. They eat the same food. They fed on the same holy bread. Jesus lived by faith, so we must. His soul rested and was strengthened by the promise of His Father. This also is our privilege. As He lived, we shall live. And He lifts us as an example that we should follow His steps. He's our example. He leads us as example. He prayed to the Father. He was led to the Father. Jesus is led by the Holy Spirit. We must be led by the Holy Spirit. How can we say we don't need led by the Spirit when He needed led by the Spirit? And He's the Lord. In 1 Peter 2 verse 21 it says this, "For even hereunder were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps." This is what we're to follow, the steps of the Lord. Praise God. I don't want to hold you long tonight, but I want to say this, they were under the same authority. There's another thought. They were under the same authority. They were to keep the charge of the Lord. Joshua 22 verse 3. Oh, how faithfully Jesus kept the charge given to Him. I must be about my Father's business. Luke 2 49. And Jesus had to be about His Father's business. You remember one night I preached about, I must work while it's day. And we must work while it's day. For the night cometh when no man can work. And this is a natural thing, but it means the coming of the Lord, the ending of the age, when it's going to be over. But we must work for the Lord while we're here. And I said on Wednesday night, I said many times, we're all guilty of limiting God. And we limit God. Sometimes preachers limit God. And they set standards, you know, as if it's almost too difficult for God to do it. Like He could only save a couple because they explain it all why He could only do it. But you see, you can't work like that. God can do exceedingly, abundantly, far above what we can ask or even think. That's what God's able to do. So we can never think enough, high enough. But you see, when you are thinking big, that's the Lord. That's why. You know, I was thinking the other day, you know, if you have a desire to see people saved, I was thinking about this the other day. Sometimes I get a longing, I get a real desire. I want to see people saved, and I was thinking, you know, the psalmist says, a deep calling to the deep. And then you listen to that sermon, the deep calls to the deep. It's on video. And you hear the prophet saying that, you know, there was water for the fish. The fish was made for water, so there was water for me. It was over all nature. And he said that there's a longing in you. There's something to fulfill that longing.
So if a man has a desire to see souls saved, there has to be souls to be saved, or God would never give him the longing and the desire for that. Amen. If you have a longing and a desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit, there's the Holy Spirit to fill you. And that's why you have that desire, and that's why you have that longing. If there's something in you pulling and desire to be healed in your body, there is a healing for you. And that's why you have that desire for it. And that's the Holy Spirit that gives you that to pull. That's a pull. And that pull pulls God, and God answers right back to it. It's a deep calling to the deep. You know, I love the story that he told him of the wee boy. He said the wee boy eat the pedals of his bicycle. And you think of that Elijah, eat the pedals right of his bicycle. And that's something. Imagine eating the pedals of your bicycle, will you? But the wee boy eat the pedals right of his bicycle. And they couldn't understand him, and they took him to the doctor. And they discovered his body lacked sulfur. And there was sulfur in the rubber pedals of the bicycle. There was sulfur in them. And there was a deep in him calling out for sulfur. And he started to eat the pedals, for something in him knew there was sulfur in them. Because it was a deep calling to deep. That's a simple story, but it's profound. It's such a truth. And when you have a longing in you to meet with God, God will meet you. God will answer you. God will do something for you. Praise God. Now, brothers, don't eat the pedals of your bikes. Praise God. That wee boy did it, but don't go home and eat the pedals. Put your feet on them and paddle them. But there's a deep calling to the deep. Hallelujah. The Bible says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Why is it that sometimes a man of God feels led to fast and led to pray? Because there's a calling within him. He wants to get closer to God. He wants to get nearer to God. And God does that upon him. The Holy Spirit does that to bring him closer, to bring him to the place, because God's fixing to do something. God is fixing to move, because like I said on Wednesday, it shall no more be delayed. God will do it. It'll happen, because as thus saith the Lord, it'll be no more prolonged. And I tell you, I believe, you know, we're coming, people want to emphasize so many doctrines and so many things, but William Branham said that before the rapture takes place, that God will permit his bride to speak. And when she speaks, that God will back up what she says. And he said that limbs will be created upon people. They'll be spoken upon them. And that's where we're coming to. And that's the power of God that has to be in the last day church. The spoken word church. And then we pick up in the Bible, for Paul says to speak those things that are not into being as though they already were. And I tell you, God can do it. And when a man in England sat in a service in Morcerelli's meetings, and he had no kidney, he didn't even have a kidney, never mind needing one, he had got one, it was cut out of him and removed from him, and he believed God, and the servant of God spoke, and God created him a kidney. And the DVD was sent to another place, hundreds and thousands of miles away. And a person watched it with the same condition, and they grew a kidney because it was spoken, and it was no more delayed. I tell you, this is the power that God wants his people to come into. God wants us to step up to the word. He wants us to believe the word. He wants to bring our faith up. And there's only one way to bring your faith up. That's by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. And we're told, put the brethren in remembrance of these things, and thou shalt be a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. All that was upon Aaron was upon his sons. All that was upon Christ, you can expect to have it. You can expect to perform it. You can expect to do it, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same righteousness, the same anointing, the same bread, the same clothing, the same divine power of God is still available today, because our God never changes. Hallelujah. Look what he said
I must be about my Father's business. Luke 2 verse 49. He went about continuing, doing good. I have glorified thee in earth. I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do. John 17 verse 4. And he said, it's finished. It is finished. Then we go to the book of Acts. Brother John mentioned the other week, all that Jesus began. What Jesus began, the book of Acts, was going well. It was going well. But after 320 years, the devil got in. He got in. And he perverted the church. And he got in. And he watered down the truth they had. He brought in forbidding them to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ and all these things at the Nicolaitans. Brought in all these different doctrines and different things. And they no more had the fullness of the word. The Bible was still the same. The power of God was still the same. But it takes you through them ages, called the Dark Ages, the Reformation, all them things. But in these last days, glory to God, we're promised to come back to what the first church had. That's the word of God. That's what the Bible teaches and the Bible preaches. And I don't care what a priest or pope says. I believe God's word. And Jesus steps up and he says, I shall build a church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. They'll be against it, but they shall not prevail. It's going to be a glorious church, he says, without spot, without wrinkle. God's going to have a people, and he's going to have a people out of this evil age. He'll have a people, and they'll overcome, praise God. Well, I tell you tonight, we need to believe he's the same. We need to be in a position, listen to me. Look, God wants us to get our timing set. Are you hearing me? He wants us to be in a place, whether we're out, in our work, anywhere, any situation, that at any given moment, that we are available, that the Spirit of God can come upon us and speak, and cause us to talk, like a brother preached the other week, and cause us to say words. Words that are words of eternal life. The power was within the tongue to speak death and life, the Bible says. Amen. And when the Holy Spirit moves through a man or moves through a woman, he can cause you to say something that will produce life and change the situation. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Do you believe it tonight? Amen. I was trying to quit, but I didn't get quit. Praise God. But it's not me. I haven't kept you as long. You all right for 5 minutes?
Amen.
Praise God in the Lord. Wonderful. Thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent also them into the world. John 20:21. He sent us. I tell you, you know, I told a young woman last night, my testimony, I had to hold the tears back. She physically cried when she heard it. When I went over it again, it had to be God. It couldn't have been me. It had to be God that did it. It had to be God that said it. A man in Belfast to speak a word and say the things. Bobby was with me that night. There in the church he spoke to me. He called me. He didn't speak to nobody else. He said the young man on the balcony, and he spoke to me and he told me things. Then a woman comes from America, the whole way from America, in a house service and prophesies again. Another man, man's from here when I was 14 years old, in a house meeting, prophesied the same thing. And today it's coming to pass, and God is doing what he promised he would do. I was just there when it happened. And I tell you, God can do it. You never can look at somebody and say it can't be done. God can do it. God takes the weak things. God takes the foolish things. This world can find the mighty. Hallelujah. You know, one of these young boys, God could have one of the greatest evangelists in them that this age has ever seen. You don't know. But God can do it. Look at D.L. Moody when he went up and his hair hanging down, his trousers ripped, and a wee woman felt led to hire out a barn and hire a preacher. And she scrubbed floors to save the money to hire the preacher and hire the barn. And the first night of service, only that wee boy turned up with long, straggly hair and ragged clothes. And that man preached and that boy got saved, and that boy was D.L. Moody. Don't read about it. saved being. That's the El Muda. One wee woman. People would look at it and say there's nothing to it, but he got saved. God led her, just like the Holy Spirit led Simeon, a blind man, right to the Christ. And he said, my eyes shall not stop. Even though he was blind, his breath stayed in his body till he was led by the Holy Spirit right to the Christ. And the Holy Spirit promised it, and the Holy Spirit did it. And whatever we are promised in this age, if it's been spoken by God, whatever's been said, whatever's been spoken, I don't care what the critics say, God will do exactly what he promised he's going to do. Have you noticed the other night on the news, California, the cars falling under the ground, the road breaking up, the cars falling into holes, right on the roads, people losing their lives. I tell you, a prophet of God said judgment will strike it, because it's called after the name of the angels. And when he preached it, he prophesied. And he said, Capernaum, Capernaum. And he quoted the words, for Jesus was. Then the Spirit spoke through that prophet in the 20th century and condemned California and told the people to get out of it. And I'll tell you, it has to happen, because it's been said. And I don't care what little, you know, what behind the ears preacher gets in the pulpit to try and say, I don't agree with it. It won't stop it, because it's the Word of God. I'll tell you, when Moses came down before Pharaoh, there was scandalous and there was scandalous. And they could say, oh, we'll do what Moses did and we'll turn the water to blood. We could cause serpents to come up just like he's caused it to come up. But I want you to know that Moses' serpent swallowed theirs up, and it never stopped the word that came by Moses. But God did exactly what he had said. But there will be the Janesses and the Jambresses. They'll challenge it, and they'll challenge you, and they'll challenge me, even to say you're not saved. But you just stick with the word, because this word can't fail. Oh, glory, I'm starting to preach now. You know, we might be going home. But my word shall never pass away. Not one jot, not one tittle, till all be fulfilled. God's fulfilling this word. And one of my favorite quotations from the Bible is that I will keep an eye on my own word. God will watch it to perform it, and God will bring it to pass. He's watching his word, and he's bringing it to pass. And all you have to do is believe it, like Abraham did. Abraham believed God. You're called to believe God, and God will bring it to pass. Brother, I'll tell you, it doesn't matter what's took place. God can promote you in a job. Maybe somebody says you can't get it. Don't believe it. Don't accept it. God can do it for you. Just believe Him. Just believe God, and God can do it. God can bless you in your work. God can give you favor before the people, wherever you go. And when God gives you favor, it won't matter who comes up against it. God will overrule it, and He'll bring you to the top. You're not the tail. You're not called to be the tail. But God's called you to bless you. And He says His word will not be prolonged. I'm going to have to stop. Praise God. Amen. A fellow once said, he says, I preach to a field anointing. Another fellow said to him, I usually preach till it leaves and it stops. He says, I preach till it starts and then I keep going. But praise God. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
You believe in God tonight?
Amen.
God wants you to look away beyond the situation, and He wants you to look at the Word.
Amen.
What has God said?
Amen.
Whatever God said, God will do.
Amen.
What is God? God is a supernatural being with supernatural ability and with supernatural authority. God is what He says He is. You are what God says you are. God can do what God says He can do. You can do what God says you can do. And this word says you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. You can do it tonight. You can do it. I want you to believe the Lord tonight. I'm not going to call nobody forward or anything. I want you want you to believe the Lord. You believe God. I believe the Holy Spirit's in the meeting. I believe God can do something tonight. Look, you can't make it be done unless you're moved to do it. But we've been promised if we sit still. If we sit still. Don't try to do it. This is the secret. The greatest gifts get out of the way. When you don't try to do it, you just sit still. You yield yourself. You yield to the Holy Spirit. Then when He moves you, He can permit you to speak. Then it will be done. It'll have to be done. Because it is the Spirit of Almighty God. And He will do what He said. And He's able to do anything. Heavenly Father, we just thank You tonight. Lord, we believe You're in this room tonight. We believe the Holy Spirit's near. Lord Jesus, You are the same. You've never changed. Lord, we could never speak a word. But when the Holy Spirit comes, Lord, You can take a man and place upon his lips under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And he can speak and it'll be as good as God said. Because it is the Holy Spirit. Lord, we believe it tonight. We believe Your prophets. And You said, believe My prophets and you shall prosper. And Father, we believe Your prophets tonight. And we believe Your word that Jesus is our one to follow. And we're walking in His steps. And He said, the works that I do shall ye do also. And greater works than these shall ye do. Because I go unto My Father. Yet a little while the world seeth Me no more, but yet ye shall see Me. For I'll be with you and even in ye unto the end. And Father, we believe You're here tonight. We believe You've never changed tonight. And Lord, You know everybody's condition in this room. You know what's needed tonight. And Father, You promised when Your people obey You that You'll give them the Holy Spirit. And You'll bless them. Bring Thy tithes into the storehouse, You said. Prove Me now, saith the Lord, if I will not pour a blessing upon you, that there's not room enough to contain it. Cast your bread upon the water, and within just a few days it shall return unto thee again. Pressed down and running over the top. He that goeth forth bearing precious seed weeping, shall doubtless return again, bearing with the harvest. Father, this is Your word tonight. Lord, we can't have the ability to save someone, but You have. You've done it. You've paid the price for it. Lord, this evening, we yield ourselves to completely to the moving of the Holy Spirit in this meeting. We ask the Holy Spirit will come. We ask the Holy Spirit will speak prophetically to Your people this evening and confirm Your word with signs and with wonders and with divers miracles in the name of Thy Holy Child Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, that that young man goes out from this place and goes to the foreign land, that the Spirit of the Lord will go with him and will go upon him, and that his way will be prosperous, and oh God, that he'll be favored amongst the people in Jesus Christ's name. Father, grant it this evening for those that are seeking for the real baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray You'll give them a real experience in the Holy Ghost tonight, that the power of the Lord will come upon them and they'll know You've met them this evening in Jesus Christ's name. Father, bless Your children now. Help us, Lord. Forgive us our shortfalls. Forgive us our shortcomings. Help us to love one another. Help us to go forth, bright shining lights in this evil age. For we know You're coming again, Lord Jesus. Father, for the people that we've spoken to, Lord, You know Your servants even this room and the people that witnessed to in recent times. Father, we know that one wireth, but Lord, one soweth, but You're the one that giveth the increase. Father, I pray You'll add to Your church such as should be saved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, this evening I pray as a Brother Mark comes And as we sing tonight, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will come. And Father, that you'll heal people in their bodies. Lord, we need the supernatural power, miracle working amongst us. You are a God of miracles. Like one of your old servants said, I believe in miracles because I believe in God. Lord, your book is a miracle book, and you are a miracle worker. And Father, we look to you this evening, and we praise you tonight. Now I speak the blessing over everyone in this room this evening. I speak health to the navel, prosperity. I call the finances forth. I command that the enemy release every blessing. I say to the north, give up. To the south, give up. To the east and to the west, give up. And I call down and forth and in the blessing of God upon your people tonight. In health and strength and prosperity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we remember our loved ones. Lord, it needs thy salvation. Lord Jesus, we pray you'll move upon them. We pray you'll speak to them tonight. And you'll convict them of their sin. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. And in righteousness. And you'll bring them to yourself, I pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for Sister Rita this evening. I thank you for her testimony. I thank you for her life, how you've changed her. I pray you'll bless her. Pray you'll strengthen her. I pray for Sister Sir, she goes to Portugal. Lord, that you'll bless her. Lord, that you'll find favor amongst the people there. Lord, that you'll be just be with them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And do them good, I pray. Watch over them, Lord, I pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And for others traveling out. Oh God, bless them as they go out. Bless them as they come in. Press down and running over the top, I pray. Lord, for the services that lay ahead, Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit will move. Put every preacher that steps behind the desk, that the anointing power of the Holy Ghost will come, and that Christ will be lifted and honored, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Lord, we commit ourselves to you now, and ask that you'll lead us and guide us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. As your brother Mark comes, God bless you. Praise God. And pray for the Wednesday night service. You come here free with him. We had a tremendous time Wednesday night. And you know, the Lord really blessed in the meeting. And the Lord bless each one.